From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. There was violence on the streets of Paris today as demonstrators again turned out to protest President Nicolas Sarkozy's plan to change the retirement system. It is the fourth day of action in a month, and with much of the country now gripped by a fuel shortage, matters appear to be reaching a crisis point, as Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Paris reverberated with the sounds of a protest in full momentum today. More than a million people turned out in the streets across the country, and there's a definite feeling that the demonstrators are starting to gain the upper hand. Teenage protesters Maëlle and Morgan Margot are sisters. Look at the size of this crowd, especially all the young people, they say. Every time young people come into the streets to protest, the government gives in. Student demonstrations turned violent this morning when hooligans joined in. Television showed footage of burning cars and confrontations between hundreds of hooded youths and riot police in Paris and Lyon. In the town of Le Mans, a middle school was burned to the ground. There was high emotion in the French Senate, which is currently debating the retirement reform bill, which it is supposed to pass later this week. The main thrust of the reform will be to raise the minimum retirement age from 60 to 62 and the age to receive a full pension from 65 to 67. Protest strikes against the bill have escalated too. All 12 of the nation's refineries are blocked, and today 4,000 gas stations were reported to be either short of supplies or completely out of fuel. President Sarkozy is in Normandy hosting a summit meeting with the leaders of Russia and Germany. He said he'd deal with the illegal strikes when he returned to Paris tomorrow.
Everyone has the right to express themselves in a democracy, but without violence. I'm going to have to unblock a few situations because the majority of people want to work, and they shouldn't be kept from getting gasoline.
Bernard Vivier is an expert on labor relations. He thinks a majority of unions actually want the government to reform the pension system in order to save it.
But a small left-wing minority wants to radicalize this social movement and turn it into a political movement to bring down the government.
Vivier says many people in France are now worried that what was a popular protest movement is now getting out of hand. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.